This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here together, the collective good is being served by our presence on the DJV show. But you didn't know that. Jennifer Horn, collectively a very good person. Victoria Keelan, collectively a very good person. Kara Schillen, very good person. Say hi to the folks listening in Vero Beach on WTTV. Nice place to be. Nice, warm. It's one of these communities on the east coast of Florida, just has grown unbelievably. And I've been on the radio there. I was talking to the ladies earlier about some of the places that we've been for a long time. Vero is one of them. Talking about the station in Guam. Some of the places that have been listening to me and the various adjuncts of the incarnations of this program as different forms over the years. In the 30th year of doing a morning syndicated program, it's kind of neat to have a lot of the folks that have grown up, in a manner of speaking, I suppose, grown out with us. So, good. Thank you. The things that are going on, I always love to focus on certain people names and what they mean and what the people are doing. First on that list is Dr. Jerome Adams. He is the Surgeon General. Come out with an advisory. First time in 10 or more years there's an advisory. He's calling for more of us to carry an opioid overdose reversal drug. I don't know why more of us have to do that if we don't have this problem, but the advisory urges you, anybody who's at risk for an opioid overdose and their loved ones, to keep this item, which is naloxone, I believe. Is that how you pronounce it? Looks like naloxone.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's calling on people with opioid problems, not just you or me, but people that are hooked, because it's so easy to overdose that they want you to have this thing on you because it could save your life.
All right.
You know what's bizarre? The Surgeon General, the last time that he actually issued a warning of this magnitude was to prevent women from drinking while pregnant. That's how long it's been.
That's not this guy. That was somebody.
No, but just the office of the Surgeon General. Yeah.
Right. Okay, next person in the news is Michael Finney. Michael Finney is not a household name, but kind of ought to be because of what he did. If you remember this past week, there was a shooting at the YouTube headquarters, and an employee of Carl's Jr. praised for remaining calm and acting quickly with a solution to aid one of the gunshot victims, and that was Michael Finney. Around lunchtime at the Carl's Jr. that just across the street from the YouTube office in San Bruno, he just returned to his shift from a bathroom break. I don't know. We need there's a lot of information there. The gunfire that had taken place sort of at the same time as he took his break, he said he was unaware. He couldn't hear the gunshots in the bathroom. And so he came out of the bathroom. He witnessed customers rushing to help one of the victims. The victim came into the restaurant, as a matter of fact, and was lying in a booth. So Finney, who really, you have to give him credit for thinking fast, raced to the restaurant office, found a green bungee cord, which he fastened around the woman's leg to stop the bleeding. That was really smart, because you got to cut off the arterial blood. Otherwise, in a short period of time with a big artery like that cut, you're dead. Bleed out. So his medical intervention was all the subject of a lot of commentary on social media. See, that's why Twitter, in a sense, is good, because everybody's been buzzing, talking about the
gratitude. Yeah, these types of stories get spread because of social media in a good way. Yeah. So it's great.
So that's good. So congratulations to him. Next person in the news is Constantin Rilu. He's a Romanian, so don't be taking shots at me. I should have had Jennifer pronounce this. This fellow is alive today, but he was told he was dead. 20 years working as a cook, returned home to Romania from Turkey, 63 years old. His wife had him officially registered as dead. Apparently, he left, didn't tell his wife he was leaving. He just disappeared. And so now
living in a legal nightmare of trying to prove to authorities that he's still alive. Because if you don't have, think about it, in a manner of speaking, as the way, you know, the way we live, let's say you were all alone, you lived all alone, you didn't have a passport, you didn't have a driver's license, and you have a claim on something. Let's say your wealthy Uncle Fred dies and he leaves you all his money. You can't prove who you are, so what happens to the money? And that's basically what this guy, living as a ghost in a manner of speaking, he said, I'm officially dead even though I'm alive. I have no income. I'm dead and I can't do anything about it. So he was interviewed by a local television station. He became pretty emotional, started off by saying, quote, I think I'm going to cry. And he went into then kind of a rage because he was angry about his wife, who now lives in Italy. But if you leave your wife and you don't tell her where you're going, well, you just disappear. What else are you supposed to? It's kind of a weird combination of events, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's just bizarre. But it is apparently, and one of the things that people, when they have their identity stolen, mm-hmm. These types of things become such a legal nightmare. And some people have been reported dead. Some people have had their identity stolen. And then look at the people who also have similar names or the same name as someone who's on a no-fly zone.
Yeah.
Try to get off a no-fly zone if you have the same name as somebody else. It's this kind of stuff is just, oh, it gets so tangled up.
He was detained over an expired, I guess he didn't have papers, he didn't have the right papers. And then he was deported. Now, he's been kicked around from country to country to country. He's trying to prove who he is, but his wife is not helping him. So, but he is, I mean, under the circumstances, she's no longer his wife, right? Isn't there some rule somewhere that if you don't, if you're not with your wife, if you don't cohabitate, I think it's in Utah, I'm not sure about this, but if you just decide to move out and you, whether it's
you
a wife
claim
or a husband.
Abandonment?
Yeah.
Mean? Yeah,
right.
After 5 years or something
marriage.
Like that.
Is
yeah.
it 5 years? Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but there is something like that, yes.
Yeah.
But what
right.
happens, though, if you think about it, let's say this guy was sent off to war, and they said, okay, most likely he's dead, and then they declare him dead, and then he comes back. Are you still married to him?
Yes.
So this woman is still married to him then? Because you didn't get divorced,
so.
You just become a widow.
Right. I think officially so you'd still be married. If the guy's alive, you'd still be married.
But she could clean out all the bank accounts and move on.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm sure it happens. It probably used to happen a lot where women would think that their husbands were gone. They probably maybe moved on, maybe found someone else, and then whammo.
Why would you just leave and not tell your wife, hey, I don't want to do this anymore?
Well, in his case, yeah. But
it's hard to feel sorry for him.
Yeah, I don't feel at all. I just think he kind of got what he deserved, in a manner of speaking. How are you going to, why do you leave? Nothing, it would seem, would be that bad that you couldn't tell your spouse that you were done and see you later, alligator. Just kind of leave. But everybody's different.
I think she had cheated on him, though, first. I think there was something else to the story there.
Right,
but,
right. Okay. All right. Life-changing moments. Life Change Tea. The folks at Life Change Tea. Thinking about what it is today to live in America versus what it was 60 years ago to live in America, as far as the food we eat, the health of our bodies, the pesticides that are part of our eating, the GMO foods, the herbicides, all the stuff, the processed foods. We've been eating this stuff now for at least a generation, and it's affected the health and well-being of our bodies, of our families' bodies. So right now, I'm going to give you a tip, and the ladies will encourage you as well, because Life Change Tea does that. It is meant to counteract all the GMOs, all the pesticides, all the herbicides, all the processing that's been done to food, so that it keeps your system, it cleans the system, got a powerful herbal formula that heals your body. If you've got a lot of gas and you don't, there's all kinds of things going on in your body because of the things that you're eating. And this is a mild cleanse, a mild daily detox. It's kind of cool. I mixed up a whole gallon of it because that's what you do. You steep the tea, as the directions suggest. You guys all be happy to know I actually followed the directions.
That's good.
I didn't try to make a cup of this tea, but I cooked two cups in two. Well, you cook it. You cook the water. What do you cook? You boil the water.
You boil it. Yep.
Yeah. You don't cook the water. Okay. So anyway, you boil the water. Why are you always picking my words apart?
Because
it's important. I went to the food store and I bought something that I needed to boil.
Aren't you always picking our words apart?
Mm-hmm.
That's not. I'm the boss. Yes. You're supposed to. I can do that.
Okay.
All right. Anyway. This is the way to manage your health. See how when I have folks, this is a losing proposition for me. I always get it in the chops from all of them. Do you feel badly for me?
We don't feel bad for you.
No, it's badly.
Tell us about the tea.
No, it's not. Right. We've had this argument a million times.
GetTheTea.com. Go to GetTheTea.com. No fillers, no GMOs. It's all organic, and it'll make you feel a lot better. GetTheTea.com. And use the code DJV and get it sent to you free, right? Discount code DJV, they ship it to you free. GetTheTea.com. Cleanse your body. Get ready for some more energy. I love this stuff. It really is. I'm sipping it here. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping.
Hey, you've been sitting in front of that fan for a while now, Deborah.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
No, I'm good.
You sure? Because your lips are looking pretty chapped.
That's life on the open road.
Well, yeah, it would be. But we're in an office building.
It's hard to be without your bike. So do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event. And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like IT Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
This time of year, I don't have kids. I have eligible dependents. I'm not just a woman. I'm the head of household. And I don't file taxes. I file a 1099 with Schedule C and Form 5329.
Staples has everything you need for tax season, including the latest software like TurboTax. So get the help you need to file with confidence. And now TurboTax is up to $10 off at Staples.
Now I have to take my eligible dependents to soccer practice.
Staples. Less tax stress equals more tax success. Expires 4/14/18.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
For those of you who are worried, all right, you got to have something to worry about. If you haven't had anything to worry about, here's something to worry about. You ready? Everybody ready? Let's start worrying about the hurricane season. Early predictions suggest that we're going to have more hurricanes this season, but that's what they said last season and the season before. Now,
last
there
season,
have been.
We did have a lot.
And I think about it in terms of whether they make it up to New England or not, and they didn't much. Forecast this year, though, calls for 14 named storms, 7 hurricanes, 3 hurricanes that are at least Category 3. Have you seen the movie Hurricane Heist? That was a Category 5+. Wow. If you haven't seen the movie, I missed much. It's kind of a silly B movie. So 2018 could be an above-average Atlantic hurricane season. That's the bottom line here. It'd be less brutal than last year's season, but still. We could do without another season of Harvey and Maria. For sure. Extremely early forecast, and so it'll probably be like most of the other forecasts this winter, wrong. And we hope it's wrong in the numbers category, because hurricanes are kind of off-putting, actually. You think? 21. after the
uproar. Understatement of the year.
Okay. Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Waiting for tonight. Oh.
Now, 23 after the hour on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Lopez, and her television program Shades of Blue. Kiss that off after season 3. It's ending because she didn't have time to do it. I thought it was a pretty... I have not seen many episodes, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 of them. And it seemed... And most of them, when I saw it, was on the plane. And they seem to be well done. You kind of get hooked on the story. But I never could find where it was on TV when it was actually airing on television. You know, like I have in my mind, Blacklist is on at 8 o'clock on Wednesday, Designated Survivor is on 10 o'clock on Thursday, Blue Bloods is 10 o'clock on Friday, that kind of stuff. And maybe it's because I'm a traditional watcher and you are not. So with you guys, it didn't make any difference. You find it and you watch it when you want to.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, for those who didn't see the show, about a woman detective who gets caught up in a lot of stuff, is Ray,
Ray Liotta.
Yeah, he's a tough guy.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, but he plays a bad, I suppose they all are good cop, bad cop, right?
Ray Liotta plays a good bad cop, though. He's always got those creepy eyes. And
yeah. Right. Yeah. All right, so she thanked NBC and the writers and the actors and stuff. But I'm moving on. I got to make some more money in Las Vegas. So let's go. How's she getting along with A-Rod? That seemed to be going all right.
Oh yeah, they're
seems to be good
couple. Yeah. They had their 1 year anniversary recently. So
really,
yeah.
Justin Timberlake in the music news. Justin stopped his concert in Detroit this week to help a fan announce some very special news. Timberlake spotted Darcelle Backstresser in the front row of his show at the Little Caesars Arena, holding up a sign reading, "Will you help me announce my pregnancy?" All right, Timberlake took the sign, shouted to the crowd, "Baby Backs," as he nicknamed him. Will be born this November. Justin asked Darcelle if the father was with her, and when she said no, he joked that he could see, what he could see was somebody looking for some trouble with their girlfriends. And he said, "Nope, really, in seriousness, please congratulate him for me when you get home." So, was it ever established whether she is actually with the guy who's the father?
I think she is, yes.
Yeah.
But
okay.
She was out with her girlfriends for the night, so
oh,
the video's super cute, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's
she said
sweet.
He was his. She said that Timberlake was her first love, and to have him announce her first pregnancy was kind of mind blowing for her.
What did Jessica Biel say about that?
I'm sure Justin Timberlake was a lot of people's first loves.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of who was her first love, who among our people in the audience would say Kenny Rogers was their first love? He's been advised by his doctor to cancel all performances through the end of the year. I think he has found the end of his end of the line for him. He put off his Christmas concerts last year, and he said it was going to be the last time he did it. Then he keeps coming back. His concert at Harrah's in North Carolina canceled for May, and then there were other venues in Pennsylvania and a couple of other shows that have been canceled. According to the release, Rogers has been facing a serious issue, or a number of issues with his health. The release notes that while doctors expect a positive outcome, they recommended that he cancel the tour. The tour is called Gambler's Last Deal. But again, he's been trying to quit for a number of years. Remember The Gambler from 1978? You guys don't remember it. I certainly do.
I know the song.
There were a couple of TV movies that were based on this as well. And it's actually quite an interesting story. Crank it up, Carol.
You got to know when to hold them. Know when to fold them.
Oh, boy, this is an excuse for Doug to sing.
It's a great song.
It is a great song. All right. Got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. Doesn't that apply to many things? It's not most things in our lives. You got to know when to hold on and fight for what you're trying to achieve, get it done, or just, you know, at some point you give up if it doesn't work. I'm not good at that. Never have been. 28.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It is 34 minutes after the hour now. My name is Doug Steffen. My voice sounds the same now as it did a number of years ago. Jennifer Horn has a voice that sounds the same as it did a number of years ago. Victoria's voice sounds like it did. Kara's growing up. So we're here together to put things together. We're here if you're lost, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see if we can bring you into a focus. We can solve problems. We have ideas. We have common sense. We are here to solve your problem, or the problems of the world, including immigration. Yikes. Did you see that the total exceeds 50,000 people stopped at the border last month, up 200% from March of last year? And I don't know whether these people were apprehended or they were just deemed inadmissible. I'm not sure what the numbers are there, but Border Patrol says it's the highest monthly total since Trump became president, 37% increase from the 36,000 ordered out in February. but a big increase from last year. So what do we make of all of this? Is it good, bad? Do we care? Is it something that just is kind of going over us now? We just have lost because the focus has been up and down and sideways. So I honestly don't know, other than just laying the numbers on you, I don't know that I have an observation.
Well, what do you think about the National Guard being deployed?
I don't like it.
As Border Patrol?
Yeah, I don't think that's what the military is for.
Well, that's what Obama used them back in. Obama used them back in 2010.
Jennifer, I love you. I don't care.
President Bush used them back in 2000
into the mix, and I don't think
if I could just finish what I'm trying to say. Thank you. Obama used them in 2010. Bush used them in 2006. They used them temporarily. And when they did that, there was actually a slowdown of people coming across the border. And so I think if you're looking at a temporary fix here, this is not a permanent placement of the National Guard, I think it makes sense until you can either get a wall or a drone or whatever this border protection system is going to be that's going to be implemented, set up. I think a temporary fix is absolutely a great idea.
Isn't the National Guard,
but
I agree with you, Jen. I think, isn't that the point of the National Guard?
Of course.
All right, so
it's
here's
like
where
saying the Coast Guard shouldn't go out and try to get rid of pirate ships,
right.
You know?
Right. So here's where I think I'm coming from. You asked me a question. I think I am suffering, if that's the word, from tedium when it comes to this. The whole business, you've listened to me, Jennifer, you've been on with me for what, 13 years, 15 years, however long you've been on here.
It feels like 15, but I think it's only been 12.
Okay. I've been a very consistent supporter long before Trump came along. The immigration issue, as a matter of fact, became my biggest thorn in the government side of me. I find that all these problems that we're having are noxious. We have too many people who are in this country who don't belong here, who have come here illegally. They suck as much as they can from the government tit, and then they sort of disappear. So you're not going to have me telling you that I think that we ought not to do something about it. But I guess I think all of it has been hum and strum. And I wonder how effective, that's the question. How much money are we spending and how effective is it? For example, when you come across things like this, tell me what you think of the story of Fran Romano, she lives in Florida, was interviewed by a Florida television station on how her future daughter-in-law's parents, who are Chinese, have been denied visas to attend the wedding because they can't prove they have return tickets, but the State Department doesn't believe that after the 30 days is up, they'll go back to China. So this kind of stuff, there's something about this that is getting under my skin. The fact that these people, although there are a lot of Chinese immigrants who are here illegally, whether our focus is too much on the Mexicans and the Central Americans, the El Salvadorians, and maybe we ought to be looking at all of them because there are plenty of illegals coming from Europe, as far as that's concerned, and Asia. But we do seem to focus on the Hispanics that are coming. It just, I think it's wearing me down. The information and focusing on it and hearing all these stories, we're going to get this person, get that person. Maybe I'm getting played. Maybe the news media is successful with me playing on my emotions or playing on the fact they just keep beating away at this and beating away at
it. Look, I'm imagining that you lock your door at night, and that's what this country needs to do. It needs to lock its door.
Don't lock my door at night.
Well, I know you're maybe a bad example, but you're maybe the only person on the planet that doesn't lock their door at this point. I think there has to be some kind of enforcement. And for the record, it's not the Mexicans that are coming here anymore. It's people from Central America that are coming up that are making these pilgrimages. It's the fact that Mexico is not super. They're not paying very close attention to who's just walking in here, which puts a national security risk on things. And, of course, the drugs that are coming in. You talk about the Chinese. In my area, in Los Angeles, you would think that the problem would be immigration from Mexico. But the problem around here is Korea. Immigration from China, where people will come here and spend their entire pregnancy in the Southern California area and have their baby here. It's called maternity tourism. And China's a huge
So maybe I'm wrong.
Trader
on
of
this.
This.
Maybe they're justified in not letting these people come.
And these military people, and first of all, the National Guard is not going to be armed at the border. They are not going to be armed. They are not going to be enforcing the laws. That's still going to be the Border Patrol. They are going to be there for security. And I think if you want to know if it works, what happened when Trump became president? The immigration numbers dropped because of the rhetoric. Just him sitting in the White House made the numbers drop. Well, now people are testing it a little bit. It's been a year. They're starting to test things out. If there's something that's going to deter them from walking across the border like a National Guardsman, go for it.
Yeah. Well, it may just be me, and I'll be the first to admit that sometimes I'm not as consistent as some people would like me to be. I kind of go with the flow sometimes, but it is. I saw some other stories about visas being denied to families from India, another marriage, and the mother, the daughter's having a baby, and the mother can't come see her, and stuff like that.
When done the right way, I'm all for immigration. It's not about shutting people
yes,
out.
Yes, we
think
need
that's
the immigrants
who we are.
To do a lot of stuff.
Right.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah.
we have to vet people, and we have to make sure that we're not allowing people to just come in and drop into the population, because then you have your medical system, you have your school system compromised. That's what's happened in Southern California, because the system is overrun by people that we aren't anticipating, that we aren't counting, that aren't paying maybe as much in taxes. These are the problems that you have that are very real, and what that doesn't do anybody any good when the government can't care for the people that are here. It's just not good on any account.
So the numbers are in from the government, and the number is 5 to 11,000. That is the number of Border Patrol agents that there are to the number of illegal immigrants that are coming across. So for every 11,000 that cross the border, there are 5 people there to stop them. I don't know, that's an awakening, isn't it, in a manner of speaking?
That's why they need some backup.
And that's so, okay, so if they're not having guns, I don't know. I recoil, there's so much of me that gets annoyed because of government malfeasance and I'm probably maybe a little tone deaf to this stuff, Jennifer, because I just read the latest. We're supposed to have the money in for our taxes on the 15th, so that would be a week from Monday, because it's actually the 16th. 15th comes on a Sunday. And I've been looking every year. There are several different organizations that publish government boondoggles at tax time so that you know what your tax money is going for. And when I see these things, I'm just the whole operation at the IRS is a mess, whether you know it or not. It's been a mess since Bush was president. It was a mess in Obama's years. And then, you know, they run away because Obama was using it for political purposes. And I don't know, Bush used them for political purposes. But you go back to Nixon. Nixon loved the IRS to get his enemies. Yeah, the IRS was all over the place chasing down his enemies. So you look at the report this week from the U.S. Inspector General that 9,100 IRS employees investigated for not paying their taxes. 9,100 employees at the IRS not paying their taxes. And then there's another investigation going on into the number of IRS employees who cheat on their taxes.
They know where the loopholes are.
They do, of course. Yes. So anyway, 99% of the people investigated for not paying their taxes or for cheating still work there. Only 74 of the agency's 85,000 workers were terminated last year for this kind of stuff. I'm not saying all of the 85,000 workers cheated, but of all of them that were accused of cheating, only 74 got canned. Why would you have faith in an agency where that goes on? And they overpay their workers somehow or other. There's some kind of stuffing the overtime hours to the tune of 600 employees got paid $2.7 million last year in overtime that they didn't earn. Let's see. In March, the IRS reported a serious security breach that may have exposed the tax data of up to 100,000 users of the federal student aid website. This is they're not watching the store, basically. Just look at this kind of stuff. And now there's a new report by the Inspector General. The IRS gives away billions of dollars in earned income tax credits every year that are incorrectly or fraudulently claimed. IRS estimated the improper payments total $15 to $16 billion last year. Let's see. And so here come the usual bunch of phony baloney cronies from the Senate and the House. Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio, an IRS critic, blames IRS commissioner for the failure to clean up the IRS. Of course it's the IRS commissioner. But where does the leadership come from? How come this guy hasn't been fired? How come the IRS is? They have an annual budget of $11 billion at the IRS. They processed 244 million tax returns this year. The number of audits, they 1 million, 2 million, somewhere in there. But the IRS will collect this year $3.4 trillion from individual Americans. And another three some odd, I don't know, there's something in there from business. I don't know whether it's up or down from last year, but you know, we're talking a lot of dough here. And the efficiency, maybe it's just, so you pointed out, maybe you laugh and you have fun because of the stuff. And that's it. Everybody says, well, it's government, and, you know, we expect to have corruption, we expect to have bad people working there. We've just gotten used to it, I guess. Does that mean it's acceptable? Does that mean it's okay? Yes or no?
No.
Who gets upset when they pay? And when you learn where the money goes to and the amount of fraud and waste and corruption, that's another thing.
It's because it's just too big. It's too much.
Yeah.
There's just lots of room for instances of corruption.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So, but it is what it is, and what are we going to do? How are you going to deal with that? You're going to shoot half the population?
Well, huh? I don't know about that.
but that's, you know, how do you fix this problem? There's too many people here. Everybody should, well, I was going to say something. I edited my, thank you. All right, let's talk about something else. This is a way to protect yourself. Speaking of things that you need to be aware of, what's going on with you online? What's going on with your business? Got a small business? People are saying things about you online. Do you even know what they're saying? If you haven't Googled yourself or your business, maybe it's something you ought to do this morning. Maybe right now while you're thinking about it, go online, just put your name in or the name of your business and see what people are saying about you. If you look at some of this material and you say, well, I didn't do that. That's not me. That's not my... So you get worked up about trying to fix the problems. You can't really do it on your own. That's why you need Reputation Defender. Executive privacy from Reputation Defender, the leader in making the web safe and better. Reputation Defender has an executive privacy work that will fix your personal information, your business information. It's kind of like scrubbing the stuff that you see that's there. That's what they call it, I think, isn't it? Scrubbing your image clean. I think that's what they call it. So if you need to have this, you've checked now since I started asking you, you've Googled yourself, you don't like what you see, here's what you do. You call 844-432-4886. 844-432-4886. Ensure that you and your business personal information is safe and right. Make that call to Reputation Defender for their executive privacy special package. Tell them you're listening to the DJV program. It's 844-432-4882. You can go online to ReputationDefender.com.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Thank you. Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
One of my favorite times during the week is to talk about cars, because I love talking about cars and things that move, and to help us through the information that surrounds cars and car companies. What cars do you like? What are you using? What do you need to know? Et cetera, et cetera. Is Nick Miles, who has a great website, rautoexpert.com. You can find out anything about what's going on at the moment in the car industry, including the background to why Tesla has issued such a large recall. 123,000 Model S sedans, the cars that were built before April of last year, apparently. So what do you observe? Especially, it's excessive corrosion. I'm looking here at this whole business where in the areas where road salt is used. Why would it be different on a Tesla? Don't they use the same stuff to make them as they do other cars?
Well, one of the biggest criticisms, Doug, has always been that Tesla hasn't tested their vehicles like other automakers have. Remember, they're a pretty small company, and they try to do things completely differently. Somebody like Chevy might put their car on the road for, you know, 100,000, 200,000 miles. Tesla, as far as we know, won't do that. They haven't been sharing that information. This is not the first recall they've had. They've had some major recalls, doors not shutting properly, seats not latching properly. You know, they're having a hard time all around. And unfortunately, I think that when you appear a flash in the pan, you don't always stay very long.
So are you suggesting, because the stock has gone down, what, 25% over the past month, that they're not long for this world? Would you advise somebody not to buy a Tesla because you don't think they're going to be around in 10 years?
Well, I think it depends on their debt. Just remember, they're losing, you know, a lot of amount of money every single time they sell a car. They're losing huge amounts of money because they're doing everything on a loss. And at this point, if they don't finance all that huge debt, yeah, they will be gone. I think my personal opinion is Tesla always existed to be sold to somebody else.
Yeah, like and, a General Motors or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the technology and the ideas are great. They just have never done a great job of executing them. They were supposed to be putting out many more cars than they're actually putting out right now, and they've had production problems, that sort of thing. But I think the cars themselves are a great idea. They're just not that well put together. And you can see that if you walk around the Model 3. You can see the gaps between the panels. It's not like a Range Rover or a Ford. It's a little bit handmade.
Yeah, well, there you go. All right, I want your opinion on something. As I look through the J.D. Power survey results of cars, ranking, dependability, that sort of thing, the usual ones come to the surface, Toyota, Lexus, and some of the others that have been around for a while. What do you make of are these recommendations or the ranks? Are they really serious? Do they really mean anything?
Yeah, they do, but they're also a lot of times customer surveys. So it's how customers feel. It doesn't only take part in things like how good the car is in that survey. It also takes in how customers have seen advertising and what they think of the car through advertising. So oftentimes the customers will respond to things because the car company did a good job in doing it, but they didn't do a really good job in explaining to the person at the dealership how it works. But it's one of the best ranking systems that we have to know how customers feel about cars when they come, like the initial quality award, how they feel the car did, how many times they had to take it into survey. But it's not amazingly scientific. It's more on how a customer feels after the first 5 or 6 weeks or the first month or two.
All right. I've been listening to ads here in Los Angeles this week for a new way to buy or use cars. It's not a lease. It's not a buy. You tell a company, you go online and you say, I want one of these cars and I will use it for as long as I want to use it and I'll drive it and I'll pay the fee, includes insurance and maintenance and everything. And when I'm done, I'll turn it back into you. What is this all about?
Yeah. So that subscription, it's the new way to buy a car, just like your cell phone where you actually just have, you know, you upgrade it every so often. Although yesterday, BMW launched their new system, subscription system. Not cheap, by the way, Doug. It will cost you around $2,000 a month plus a $575 joining fee. But what it does do is allow you to drive any kind of BMW any day of the week. So
really?
If you decide on the week, yeah, you're doing a 7 Series to go to work, and then on the weekend you want a 2 Series, and then you can pay an extra $1,000 on top of that and get all the high performance, really super M cars out of their division. So, you know, I don't know about you, but around $35,000 a month is $3,500 a month is a lot of money to be driving whatever car you want.
I can finance a Rolls Royce for less than that. So
yeah,
who needs that?
But it does work. It works really well for some people. If you think about it, like there are people who like have to have one passenger on the way to work and want to sit in something that's comfortable and automatic driving because they're sitting in L.A. traffic. And then on the weekend, they need a big old SUV to put all the family in to go to work, go to the weekend stuff.
Good old American SUVs. All right, Nick Miles, our auto expert.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you will have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.